It's radio and now
our
TV.
Movie star friend. Oh, there he is.
Israel
Bill Lineker.
Hey, good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
The driver in the limo waiting out front?
No, I have to walk.
Oh, you walk.
And on my way over here, I was paying attention. I've got it.
What
I've
do you got
it down. I know how to walk again.
Excellent.
I've been listening to my radio show.
Talking about
the last month or so about the mechanics of walking, you know, because I got off track with my arthritis and my knees. Yeah, so I'm doing
picking them feet up,
lifting the knees up, stepping over the book, you know, shoulders back, stomach in, going, you know, I'm doing it automatically now. It didn't take long.
I've seen you walk.
You ever seen it?
I have actually, yes.
So
and it's well done.
Oh, thank
well
you. Thank
done.
You. Yeah. Yeah.
Good job.
And it's
good
coming
job,
automatic
sir.
Now. Yeah, I love this. Yeah. It really works.
You'll be sleepwalking before long.
I hope I don't do that. You know, I live in a little place. I'll be running into walls.
So we've got people on the right track now walking.
Yeah.
So and that was the whole idea is to get
that
people
was the whole idea.
Out there and moving.
Yeah. Well, yeah. this past 4 weeks we've been talking about the mechanics of walking. You know, so for many, I see many people when they get to be older and they've had their knee issues and hip issues and back issues. So especially knees and hips, a lot of that, you know.
Mm.
And so they go through and they learn how to walk differently so they can avoid the pain they're dealing with, you know. And they kind of get into doing this thing we call the old folks shuffle,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so when they finally get it fixed, there's a lot of new things on the market right now, PRP, which is platelet-rich plasma, there's stem cell, there's cold laser treatments, there's a lot of stuff that are non-surgical, and they're quick. You know,
I was thinking about this, and I wonder, too, I'll bet there's a percentage of, when you're talking about older people, who take those little steps and stuff like that, too, because their eyesight's bad.
They
don't see clearly where they're going or what they're walking
and
on,
because
and they want to be careful.
Looking, and they're looking in front of their feet.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Right there. Yeah, so they're getting in the habit of doing that. And then when they get the, like, I'm a good example, I did the PRP treatments after 2 years of suffering from some severe osteoarthritis in my knees, and all of a sudden, boom, in a short period of time, my knees are fine. But I was still walking like that. You know, I got in the habit of shuffling
right.
when I walked.
I
got in the habit of doing that, you know, so I had to relearn how to walk. And so that's what we've been talking about. And now's a chance for you guys out there that have been listening to this this last 4 weeks. And you, if you're lucky enough where you've got no problem with your knees, you're still jogging, you're still walking, and you're doing okay, you more than likely have a friend or a relative or a neighbor that is having some struggles with the walking. And now is an opportunity that you can do some good.
Okay.
This radio show has been recorded. Our segment has been recorded for the last 4 weeks. And it's on my website. So my website is Kupuna Motion, K-U-P-U-N-A, motion.com. KupunaMotion.com. There's an icon right there that says Radio Spots. So we've recorded these last four shows on the mechanics that we've been talking about walking.
So if somebody missed some of it, they can go there.
I like that.
Also, if you've got a friend that didn't catch the show, that doesn't listen to it, you can advise them to go to that website, and you can turn into that part of the radio show. And
wait a minute. There's people out there that do not listen to this show.
What are you talking about?
Here and there,
what?
You know,
what? No.
Well,
you've been out in the sun too long.
Maybe they're working. You know, they're out there working.
Why would anybody work instead of listening to us?
Cut that out, people.
We're not big on working.
It does get in the way.
Danny and I don't work.
No, we don't even like it. Even the word bothers us, you know? I mean,
I don't either. I do things. I love doing what I'm doing, yeah.
Yeah.
So onto that website, you guys, and check it out. Check out the website and talk to some of your friends that are having some problem with walking. And you can play a role in helping somebody else.
Yeah,
this
very
next,
important.
So this whole thing has been a really important segment, and I know a lot of my friends that have been listening to the show have been doing this thing and upgrading their walking, getting better with it. Well, now in continuing with this, you know, as you know, today is the first day of fall.
Yeah.
Oh, you can feel it in the air.
Yeah, it's you know cooler. What? The temperature has changed. It got a little bit cooler in the last 2 3 days.
I noticed it this morning paddling. Paddling on the water, it's been so warm in the water, you put your hand in the water and you have to look to see if it's in there.
Yeah, it'd be
warm.
Yeah.
Well, now, it was a little cooler this morning. It was a bit more comfortable. It says, yes, fall is in the air. You know, winter's right around the corner.
Well,
love that.
Football's here, Bill.
Yeah, football, hallelujah.
Yeah, that marks the beginning of fall,
Our fun time, John. So, and this is also coming up to a time that we can walk almost any time during the day. Now
true.
It's just
that's
a little
right.
too hot. But it's coming up again. So we're going to phase into a whole thing of power walking.
Okay.
So now that we've learned how to walk again, now we're going to start picking up the pace a bit. and start learning how to power walk. So that at the time that the cooler season comes, we can go anywhere and go walking.
Yeah. And that'll just, the power walking will be different from the regular because it's just going to, what, increase the heart rate a little more?
Yep, a lot more, as much as you want to. So it's a whole thing about tightening up your muscles, taking bigger steps, pushing off with your calf, feeling the muscles in your lower body going to work.
One of the things I think is great with walking is that you can go from being somebody who's not active at all to walking, to power walking, and your health should just improve dramatically.
And it's a non-impact jogging.
Yeah.
You know, we can get the same benefit as we do out of jogging, but there's no impact.
Right.
Because of that, it's real gentle on the knees and on the hips and on your ankles. Great thing for older people to do. But I've been power walking. I started doing it when I was younger.
Yeah.
I really get a lot of benefit out of this. Yeah.
Very good. Very awesome, awesome. And look for that, look for the radio program right there on the website. Give them the website again.
Yeah, it's Kupuna Motion, K-U-P-U-N-A, KupunaMotion.com.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Bill, thank you very much for coming by.
Pleasure.
And big mahalo's going out to our friends at Queen Kate's Asoro right there.
Absolutely,
And right across from the harbor. Go in, check them out. It's not just a gas station. It's a food and auto wash for sure.
Killer salad bar.
Have a great day, Bill. Mahalo
you,
for coming in. Aloha.
Thanks, Danny.
Aloha.